many people have given da'wah before? Or spoken to someone about Islam? Okay, quite a few. Have you noticed when you speak to someone about Islam, they may ask you for an argument. Yeah, you may say, look at the universe and the signs within the universe. Doesn't make sense to them. They don't accept it. Who's experienced that? So you've given them a nice, simple argument. Yeah, simple things, concepts, but they just don't accept it. Yeah, it happens. And the reason it happens is because they're not in tune with their fitrah. Yeah? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me give you a simple analogy. Yeah, I made this earlier to show you guys, yeah, inshallah. Little experiment. Yeah, so let's get ready for this, inshallah. Who can see this page? Can everyone see it? Yeah, everyone can see it. Okay. So you all can see this, yeah? You can speak out. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? What are you looking at? What are you looking at? The same, what's obvious? What are you looking at?
Letters.
Letters. Okay? So all of you see this, but what you're seeing this as is letters. Yeah? I'm seeing the same thing, but I know what this means. So I'm seeing what it means too. Yeah? This in Zulu means God is great. Okay? Now, you didn't have that foundation, that's why you just saw this as letters on paper. I was looking at the same thing as you. We both were looking at the same thing, right? But you saw it as letters because you didn't have a foundational concept of the language or what the letters meant. I had that foundational concept, that's why I knew it meant God is great. Now you know that, now when you see this, you know what it means. Yeah? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in chapter 3, verse 190, this is homework, brothers and sisters, you can study this. Chapter 3, verse 190 and 191. Allah says, indeed in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and day, and it are signs for people of understanding. Okay, think about this. Now Allah, this is Allah speaking, He's saying, in this entire universe, in this creation of the heavens and the earth, there are signs there. No doubt, there are signs. Okay? As Muslims, we can see these signs and we appreciate them. Allah says, these signs are for people of understanding. But think about this now. Isn't it interesting that some of the leading scientists and physicists in the world are atheists? They are observing these realities every single day of their life, but they don't know what it means. They're mesmerized by it. Einstein, for example, was mesmerized by the laws in nature and the laws of the physical laws of the universe. They're amazed by it, but they don't know why they are the way they are. Yeah? So can you see the parallel here? They are seeing the universe, but they're seeing it like this without understanding. But they're not seeing it for what it actually is. And Allah tells us in the following verse 191, Allah says, who are the people of understanding? They are people who remember Allah. And this is the key. People who remember Allah. So they start with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They start with Allah. They remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying down in every state. And with that, they reflect deeply over the creation of the heavens and the earth. Two things, brothers and sisters. Two criteria to understand, use rationality in the correct way and understand reality in the correct way. You begin with Allah, and what do? Then you study. You're taught to see these things, the universe, the physical world around you, but you're not taught to understand it. You don't begin with Allah. Secular education begins with, there is no God, leave God out of the picture, let's just study the world. But you can't really understand it for what it really is if you don't begin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is giving you the formula to really understand the world around you. And that is, you have to begin with Allah, going back to this concept of the fitrah. It's innate. Accept what's natural. We need to know that the fitrah is there. Allah has given us this. And every human being has the fitrah. It becomes clouded. What happens is it becomes covered. And what your job is, as people conveying the message of Islam to humanity, is to uncover this. It's to uncover this. Right? So it's to bring them back to their natural disposition. Now if you go to an atheist, yeah, and you say to him, the belief in God is natural, it's innate. What are they going to say to you? Give me evidence. Yeah, give me proof. Yeah, this is what they be like. What are you talking about? Give me proof. Yeah, but here's the thing. The way you can prove it is this. Even in secular education, yeah, secular philosophy in general, there is an idea of basic foundational beliefs. Yeah. But they say we have science. We don't need anything else. And then therefore they conclude from that to believe something to be true, you need scientific empirical evidence for it. This is the paradigm, and you'll notice this when you give da'wah in the week. You'll come across people that say, give me evidence. When they say evidence, ask them a question. What does evidence mean to you? They'll say something we can see that will prove to us God exists. What they're saying, in other words, is give me empirical scientific data. Yeah. what they've done, the world we live in has pigeonholed the routes to knowledge. So they've limited the way to knowledge purely through philosophy, logic, and science. There's many other routes to knowledge. But here's the key thing. They say science. Yeah? And they ask for scientific proof for everything. Yeah? If they are of this disposition, all you need to show them is that science is based on basic beliefs, axioms. Axioms, yeah? Natural beliefs. Science is also based on a natural belief. Let me give you one. I will do this as an experiment. The real world is real. Can anyone here prove to me that the world around them, the table, the chair they're sitting on, is real? Because remember, and the reason I'm asking you, this is a premise of science. To do science, to do any science, you have to believe and accept that the world around you is real. Okay? Now, can you use science then to prove this? Try to prove that point.
Well, you do it with your senses, no?
How? So you can...
No, I'm not saying that it works, but I'm saying the way we prove things is using our senses. So I can touch it, I can see it.
Okay.
I can hear it if I hit it. Like, that's it. So I'm proving it's in my realm of existence.
Okay. Let me ask you something, bro. How do you know that the things you're touching and the things you're seeing and the things you're feeling are not just a figment of your imagination? Meaning, your brain is in a vat on a different planet and some aliens are sticking probes into it, making you feel like what you're experiencing is real. Can you disprove that?
You can't disprove it, but you can say the fact that everybody is also experiencing the same chair in the room is, it has a lot of weight to it, rather than me just saying I'm wrong.
Okay,
but the fact that everyone experiences it.
But how do you know that what you think about others around you and these other minds in the room are actually there and not just another figment of your imagination?
Mm. Yeah, you don't.
You can't. You see, but the point is, we naturally won't believe that we're a brain on some other planet, and we don't believe. Naturally, we believe that the world around us is real. Yeah, and this is a premise of science. They start with this, and then they, okay, the world around us is real, now let's go study it. Let's do science. Do you see the point? Yeah? In the same way, for us Muslims, the belief in Allah is natural, it's innate. It's our foundation. We begin there.